ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha-ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be a Maseches Sanhedrin daf Yud Zayin. And we're going to start with the Gemara that begins on the bottom of daf Tazayin Amud Beis, which is going on Divrei HaMishnah that says, Sanhedrin gedayla ha'isa shal shivim ve'echad. And the Mishnah is Maisif, Minayin l'gdayla shehi shal shem v'echad. Shenemar, because it says a pasuk in Parshas Baha'aloscha, Esfali shivim ish mezikne Yisrael. So that's 70. U'moisha al gabayin. For a total of shivim v'echad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shivim. Rabbi Yehuda says 70 is enough, and Moshe is not counted as the 71st. So our Gemara explains two possible makairis for the Shita of the Rabbanon. How do we know that Moshe himself has to be mitzarif to the Shivim to make a total of Shivim ve'echad? Either it's from the Lashon of V'hisyatzu sham imach, that's the soif of that pasuk of Esfali Shivim ish mezikneh Yisrael. So imach says that the 70 have to be mitzarif to Moshe Rabbeinu himself for a total of Shivim ve'echad. Or from a different pasuk that says V'nasu itcha b'masa ha'am, that's the pasuk after the pasuk of Esfali Shivim ish, that the tafkid of those shivim is to be naisei the masa itcha together with Moshe Rabbeinu, which means that there's a total of shivim ve'echad. Hayyitzeh, that the inyan of Bezdin HaGadol comes from the pasuk of Esfali Shivim Ish, and it's from there that Rabbi Yehuda knows that Bezdin HaGadol has to be 70, and that the Rabbanan Darshan from the word of imach or itcha, that it has to be 70 plus Moshe Rabbeinu for a total of shivim ve'echad. Now we mentioned in the previous shir that the Brisker Rav in his sefer Chidush Emor and Riz HaLevi al HaTorah in Parshas Baha'aloscha, he learns that there was no creation of a bezlan shal shivim ve'echad b'chlal prior to this time, before Hakadosh Baruch Hu said esfali shivim ish. And based on that, the Brisker Rav is masbir that this that we find a klal that Moshe was shakel Keneged, a bezdin of shivim ve'echad, and he himself had the kayach to paskin the dinim that require a bezdin shal shivim ve'echad. That was only true kol zman Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not yet say esfali shivim ish. So the kayach of bezdin agadol was to Moshe Rabbeinu alone. But once Hakadosh Baruch Hu said esfali shivim ish, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a bezdin agadol which was comprised of shivim or shivim ve'echad people, from that point and onwards, Moshe Rabbeinu himself lost his kayach to be a bezdin shal ayin aleph by himself, and he was only a bezdin together with the other shivim ish. And with that, the Brisker Rav is masver the hemshech ha-psukim in that parsha of esfali shivim ish. First, in kapitel yud aleph pasuk yud aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu says vayomer Moshe al Hashem, lama hari oisa la'avdecha v'lama le'metzasi chen ve'enecha. Losum es masa kol ha'om hazeh olai. Up until this point, the masa of kol ha'om hazeh, any dover agadol, is solely olai. I'm the only one who has the kayach to paskin alone on the inyanim that require a bezin shalayin aleph. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, esvali shivim ish, will actually make a bezin agadol which is comprised not just of you alone, but of shivim ve'echad ish. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feared us in the next pasuk, V'nasu itcha b'masa ha'om v'laisisa atal v'adecha. From now on, the psukim will be made through the bezdin, which is made up of shivim ve'echad people, and it won't be you alone. Adkan, Divrei HaBrisker Rav, in Parshas Baha'aloscha. The Brisker Rav goes with a similar mahalach earlier in Parshas Yisroi. There, the Brisker Rav brings down Divrei HaRambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, which says, "V'zel Shainai, u'Moshe Rabbeinu Samach Yeshua biyad, v'chein Hashivim Zkenim Moshe Rabbeinu Samcham, v'oison Hazkenim Samchu la'acherim v'acherim la'acherim, v'nimtzu Hasmuchim ish mipi ish, etc." Frek the Brisker Rav, why does the Rambam say that our Messiris of Smicha comes through the Shivim Zkenim Davka? L'chayra, the Shivim Zkenim, they were the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph, Esfali Shivim Ish. But besides for the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu also appointed Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, like it's mevor earlier in the Gemara in Daf Tazayin Amud Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Uki Sanhedrin, and like Rashi was Masbir, then in the times of Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu made Sari Alafim, Sari Meyeh, Sari Chamisham, etc., they all had a Koyach of Bezen Shulch of Gimel, and they also required Smicha. So why can't we not trace back our smicha through any of the Sari Alafim and Sari Meis? Why does it necessarily have to be Davke through the Shivim Ish? Zok de Briskarov, Pshat is because the original Bezdins, which Moshe Rabbeinu made in the times of Yisroi, were only a Bezdin Shulch of Gimel, and no Bezdin Shulayin Aleph was made Bechlal. Therefore, they must have only had the Koyach of Smicha in regards to Dinim that only require Bezdin Shulch of Gimel. They didn't have the Koyach of Smicha in regards to Dinim that require a Bezdin Shulayin Aleph. It's only through the Shivim Zakenim, which Moshe Rabbeinu was Seimich, in this Pasuk of Esfali Shivim Ish, that it was created the Koyach of Bezdin Shulayin Aleph. That was at a much later point in time. Not all the way back in Parshas Yisroi, but much later in Parshas Bahaloscha, which is why our smicha has to go dafka through them. So here again, the Briskarov is going l'shitasoi that the koyach of a Bezen Shalayin Aleph was non-existent until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Esfali Shivim Ish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shreir on them, shchina, and a koyach to paskin. But up until that point, all we had was that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was shakal k'may Bezdin HaGadol, but we didn't have an actual Bezdin of Shivim or Shivim Ve'echad people. This stems with the pashtus of our Mishnah and our Gemara, which uses as a makar to the din of Bezdin Shal Shivim, specifically the pasuk of Esfali Shivim Ish, and the pasuk after that. However, it seems that this is not so pashit, and this is not muskan by Kol Rishayim. First of all, Rashi ala Taira, on the pasuk of Esfali Shivim Ish, brings down Midivrei HaMedrash, Ekashe v'azkenim harishayim heichon hayu. We know that there were zkenim also in Mitzrayim. Halei af b'Mitzrayim yashvu imoyim, shenemar leich v'asavta es zikne Yisrael. Azoy frek Rashi, b'shem Chazal. And he answers, because they were all nifter in Eish Tav'era. Mashma from his kashe though, that this wasn't a new chidush of a koyach of Bezen Shalayin Aleph. The Iker Inyan of Shivim Skenim, whatever these Skenim had, was already had in the original Shivim Ish, which was found in Mitzrayim. The Fila Briskarov, the Kasha is not a Kasha Bechlal. The original Shivim Skenim were just Skenim, but they didn't have a Koyach of a Bezen Shalayin Aleph. That Koyach was by Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Here it's being Neschadish, a Koyach of Psak of Shivim Ish, which is why the Torah requires Esfali Shivim Ish, another 70, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Yairid, and Matzal Aleihem min Haruach, so they should have the Koyach of Smicha and the Koyach of Psak. From the fact that Rashi says that it's Shver, and it has to be answered, what happened to the original Shivim Ish, is Mavur that the Koyach that these Shivim Ish had, was already had by the original Zkenim, which were in the times of Mitzrayim. Now in the Shir, on Daf Tes Zayin, we were Masber B'Shem Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, that Shitas Rashi, whose masber the klal of Moshe is connected Shivim ve'echad differently in two places, in Daf Tazayin is masber one way and Daf Yud Gimel is masber a different way, that is works out well al pi the yisoid of the Briskarov. But it seems that won't stem with Divrei Rashi al Hatayra, which we sometimes find that Rashi does not always work l'shitasai in various places. Now k'divrei Rashi l'shitasai al Hatayra is also mavur in Divrei Rashi, as it's brought down in Taisvis earlier in our Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Beis, with Divrei Maschil Libay Inami Momchen. Taisvis quotes a Rashi in Masechta Gittin. We don't actually have that Lashon in Rashi, but Taisvis quotes Rashi to have said that the Shivim Zkenim that are Ksuvim B'Soif Parshas Mishpatim Shehein Sanhedrin. They already are Sanhedrin. So here we see that Rashi, as quoted by Taisus, goes to Shitasi that he says al Taira, that the Koyach and Sanhedrin wasn't Nischadish only later in the Pasuk of Esfali Shivim Ish, but was already there previously with the Shivim Skein and B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, which were mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. This also seems to be Shitas Rashi and Masechta Shavuos Daf Tesvav. The Mishnah over there talks about the Halacha, which is also brought down in our Perek, that ein meisifin al ha'azorais, etc. Ela b'melech v'navi v'urim v'tumim v'sanhedrin shal shivim v'echad. And the Gemara says that the makar to that is from the pasuk which is written in regards to the asiyas ha'mishkan v'chein tasu. The same kaiches that were there in the binyan ha'mishkan has to be any time you want to be meisif on the azara. Where was there a bezdin of shivim v'echad by the asiyas ha'mishkan? So Rashi in our Masechta on Daf Tazayin Amud Beis says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Zok Rashi v'divrei Maschol kein tasu l'dairis, ma mishkan al pi Moshe, v'hu b'makim Sanhedri g'dayla, af l'dairis al pi Sanhedri g'dayla. But Rashi Masechta Shavuos Daf Tezvav, he says differently. He says that the bezdin shel ayin echad was because it was shivim zakenim. Ayin sham b'Rashi v'divrei Maschol v'chein tasu. These two Rashis differ in regards to the previous Nidan. The Rashi in Aram Masechta seems to hold like the Brisker Rav. The only Kayach of Shivim Ve'echa that was around B'shas Binin HaMishkan was only Moshe Rabbeinu who was Bimkaim Shivim Ve'echad. And as Zay states also Mefurish in the Rashi in Masechta Shavuos B'Shem Deri Megash, he says, don't say like Rashi says over there in Masechta Shavuos that it was Shivim Zkeinim, because there was no Kayach of a Bezon Shal Ayin Aleph until Esvali Shivamish. But rather you have to say that it means Moshe Rabbeinu who had the Kayach of Shivim Ve'echad. That stems with Shitas Rashi and Arasugya. That stems with the Shtikl Torah of the Brisker Rav. That stems with what we said in the previous year on Daf Zayin to be Miyashiv the two other Rashis in our Perek. But Rashi in Masechta Shavuos Daf Tezvav seems to be going like his Shita and his Pirush Al HaTorah and in what Taisus brings down B'Shmai a Masechta Gitin, that the Shivim Zkeinim that were around B'Shas Binin HaMishkan and in Parshas Mishpatim already from Yitzias Mitzrayim, they themselves already had the Koyach of Sanhedrin. Hayyotze, in summary, the pashtus of our Mishnah and the Gemara is that the first initiation of the Bezon Shel Ayin Aleph happened in the Pasuk of Esvali Shivamish, Azay Nemd on the Brisker Rav, and he brings a riot to that from the Rambam as well. The Kach Mashma also from the different Rashis on the Tezayin and on Daf Yud Gimel, like we were Masber in the Shir on Daf Tezayin. V'chein Mavur, also in the Rashi Masechta Shavuos Daf Tezvav B'Shem Deri Megash. But there's another Shita, the Shita of Rashi Al HaTorah, and Rashi has brought down in Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amud Beis, and Rashi in Masechta Shavuos Daf Tezvav, they all hold that the original Shivim Zkeinim also had the Koyach of a Bezon Shel Ayin Aleph. The fact that our Mishnah doesn't bring that down as a Makar, L'chayre is just because the Makar that you need Ayin Aleph Lefi the Rabbanon is in the pasuk that's written in Parshas Baal Oischa. But Enochanami, the fear of Yehuda, who holds that you just need Shivim, we can already see such a concept of a Bezdin of Shivim already earlier, before Esvashli Shivimish, in the Shivim Zkeinim that were around B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter, another Nakuda in this sugya. This that the Gemara says, that according to Rabbanan, we need a Bezdin Shal Shivim Ve'echad, because there's Esfali Shivim Ish, and besides that, there was also Moshe Rabbeinu, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu said should be with them, like it says in the Pasuk, Imach or Itcha. Frek the Taisus Yantav HaMishnayis, L'chayre, if the klal is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Shakal Kenegat Abezon Shal Shivim Ve'echad, so if the Torah says that you need Shivim Ish plus Moshe Rabbeinu, it should come out that in total we should need a Bezon of 141, not Shivim Ve'echad. Azay frekt the Taisus Yantif. Emphert the Taisus Yantif for the Yisoid, that this that Moshe Rabbeinu has by himself a Kayach of Shivim Ve'echad, that's only when he stands by himself. But if Moshe Rabbeinu is together with the other Shivim Ish, so he's one of the group, and Biyachad they make one entity of Shivim Ve'echad, and Moshe Rabbeinu mitzad Atzmai does not have a Kayach of Shivim Ve'echad. Azay zok the Taisus Yantif. Now, L'chaira, from the Etzim Kasha of the Taisus Yantif, it's Mevor that he differs with the aside that we just mentioned, B'Shem the Brisker Rav. Because the Fida Brisker Rav, this that Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kayach of Shivim Ve'echad, that was only up until the point of Esvali Shivim Ish. The Rega Kadosh Baruch Hu said Esvali Shivim Ish, with that Moshe Rabbeinu lost his status of a Bezon Shal Shivim Ve'echad, and he was just one of the Shivim Ve'echad. So it wouldn't be a Kasha B'chlal that we should need 141. It's obvious from the Taisus Yontif's Kasha that he holds that even after Esvali Shivim Ish, Moshe Rabbeinu still had a koyach of Shimon ve'Echad. And the emes is that that's mitli tali in the previous machlekes rishayim. Because if we're going to say like Shitas Rashi ala Torah, and as it is brought down in Taisvus on the Beis Amud Beis, and like he says in Masechta Shavuos after Zvav, that there was a koyach of a bezon of Shimon ve'Echad even all the way from the beginning, from the original Shimon Zkenim, so then it's obvious that Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach to be shakal k'neged Shimon ve'Echad wasn't because there was an absence of such a bezdin, but even b'makam when the bezdin is yakayim, Moshe Rabbeinu still had a koyach of Shimon ve'Echad. That would be the basis to the hanacha of the Taisus Yontif, that even after Esli Shivim Ish as well, Moshe Rabbeinu still retained the status of Shivim ve'Echad. Masha Enkein, this that the Brisker Rav says, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have that status anymore after Esli Shivim Ish, that's because he's going with the hanacha that up until Esli Shivim Ish, there was no Bezdin of Shivim ve'Echad, and Moshe Rabbeinu's status was only there to fill a need, because we needed someone to have the Koyach of Bezdin HaGadol in the lack of Esfali Shivim Ish. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu lost it later. But from the Taisus Yontif, it seems that he holds not like the Brisker Rav and like the other Shitas, that the two things are mutually exclusive. The Koyach of Bezdin Shal Shivim Ve'Echad and the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Shokol K'Shivim Ve'Echad could stand at the same time. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara towards the bottom of Yudzayin Amud Aleph brings down a memor of Rabbi Avohu. Amar Rabbi Avohu, b'maysifin oisin bezdin shokol lechatchila. What does that mean? So Rabbi Avohu is going in a case where one of the dayanim said eini idea, and the Mishnah says on the Mem Amud Aleph that in such a situation where one dayan says eini idea, we're maysif two more dayanim. So it comes out, says Rabbi Avohu, that there's a Bezdin Shokol. Because if, for example, we're talking about a Sanhedrin Tana of 23 Dayanim, and one of them says Ein Yedeya, so there's 22, then we're Moisef another 2 for a total of 24, it turns out we have a Bezdin Shokol. Frek the Gemara Pshita, Rashi's Masber, the Gemara's Kashan Rabbi Avohu is, what are you being Mechadish more than is already Mefurish in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph? And for the Gemara, Mahu detayma hai de kamer eni idea command the isay dami. You'd have a havamina that this dain who says eni idea, it's as if he is existent. The amar milsa shaminele, and if he says something, we listen to him. Kamash malon, the hai de kamer eni idea command the lesay dami. The amar taima le shaminele. Kamash malon abavo, aisin bezin shakal lechatchila, that straight from minute one, there is a bezin shakal. And we discount that dayan who says any day entirely, and we don't listen to anything that he wants to say. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Now all the Rishonim are matmiyah in this gemara from a different memory in the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says over there, Amar echad min ha-talmidim yesh li l'lamed alav zchus. What happens if one of the talmidim who aren't counted as the dayanim, it's just one of the talmidim that are sitting shurais shuris lefnei the dayanim, so that they should be able to learn the halachas and the derech of a din taira. So if one of the talmidim says yesh li lamed alav zchus, malin oisai umeshivin oisai b'neim, they sit him together with the dayanim, and the mishnah fears ois im yesh mamish b'devarav shaymim lai. And if the dayanim decide that this that the talmid said is yesh by mamish, they listen to what he says. So fregin the rishayim, how can a dayan who says any edaya be any less then Echad min ha-talmidim? And just like by Echad min ha-talmidim, im yesh mamish b'dvar of shayman lai, so too, by the dayan that says ein yedeya, we should be shayman lai. And how could the Gemara say, ein shayman lai, we don't listen to him at all? Azoy fregen di Rishayim. So to answer this shayla, we find three mahalchim in the Rishayim. The first mahalach is in Rashi, alpi the pirush of the Maharsha. Rashi explains this that the Gemara says, that we'd have a havamina to listen to the one who sang any idea im Omar Taima. What does that mean? What kind of tam is he trying to say? So, Rashi b'divir maschal vi Omar Taima, mar eponim l'chayva, umar eponim l'schus, umishum hachi misapkale. He's trying to explain what his stadam l'chayva are and what his stadam l'schus are, so we should understand the basis of his suffix. Zoktim Rasha, to explain Rashi is telling us that this that the halacha is, that Amar Echem and Atalmidim Yesh Li Lamed Alav Schus, that we listen to him? That's because he has a clear day Letzad Schus. And the emes is that the Mishnah says over there that if it's Amar Echem and Atalmidim Yesh Li Lamed Alav Chayva, Mishaskin Oisai. We don't listen to him Bechlal if he's coming to say Chayva. In our Gemara, Bevo is being Mechadish, that what happens if you have a person who's saying not decisively Letzad Chayv and not decisively Letzad Schus, but he's mar upon him l'chayv and mar upon him l'schus, Zakra Bavo, such a person we don't listen to either. And not only doesn't a dayan who says any idea qualify to be one of the dayanim, he also doesn't qualify to have the rights of Echem and Talmidim, which is only if he says decisively l'schus. Adkan, the Shita of Rashi, al pi biurei shalom arsha. The second mahalach we find in the Rishayim is in Taisus later on the Flamed Gimel Amud Beis, with the Vyamaschal Echem in Atamidim. Taisus over there is Mefarish, that this that our Gemara discusses, if we hear him say Taima, is talking about a case where the Dayan that originally said any Yedea afterwards changed his mind, and he does have a clear Dea. Now he wants to be Chayzer and tell us what he holds. Zag Taisus, that Be'emes, he's included to the regular Halach of Echem in Atamidim. And we have to say that this that our Gemara says, Ein Shaymin Lai, is talking about where he changed his mind and he wants to paskin l'chayva. There is Ein Shaymin Lai. But Enoch Hanami, if he changes his mind, l'tzad tzchus, we will be Shaymin Lai, like the Mishnah says, in regards to Echem and Atamidim, on Daf Mem Amid Aleph. This Mahalach of Taisvis is a chidush in Pshat in our Gemara, because the Gemara isn't mashmal pipashtus, that it's specifically in regards to chayva that it's Ein Shaymin Lai. The Gemara says, Bistamus Ein Shaymin Lai, if he wants to say Taima. But Azay Zog Taisvis, in order to stim our sugya with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. That's Taisvis' pshat. The third pshat is in the Yad Ramah. Zog the Ramah, that we have to differentiate between someone whose day is being accepted in Bezdin, B'tayrus Eidayin, and someone whose day is being accepted in Bezdin, B'tayrus Echad Min Talmidim. In regards to Echad Min Talmidim, the Mishnah says Meforish on Daf Mem Amud Aleph that it's only Shaymin Lai and Yesh Mamish B'Divrayim. That means to say the Talmud is given a chance to say what he holds. The other Dayanim think about it and see if they agree to his Daya. And on that it says, Em Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav, if they decide that his Daya is worth reckoning with, then they're going to listen to him, Shaymin Lai. However, someone who's coming with Tiras Dayan, he doesn't need the approval of any of the other Dayanim. Each dayan within the Bezdin, his daya counts as one of the dayas and can lead up to a rive in Psak because they are meshubit to accept his daya because he's a dayan in the Bezdin. So when the Gemara by us says, Ein Shaymin Lai, our Gemara is talking about Ein Shaymin Lai b'tayres dayan that they should be meshubit to accept what he's going to say. But Enoch Hanami, let's say he says something and the other dayanim say, yes, yesh mamish b'dvarav, what he says makes sense, we'd like to accept that as a daya. Of course, he's not gara me echer min atalmidim, which the Mishnah says in the Fmem Amud Aleph, that if he says schus, that's shaymin lai. And in fact, says Yad Ramah, be'emes, even if he says chayva, it's also going to be shaymin lai. Because the Yad Ramah tells us that this that the Mishnah says in the Fmem Amud Aleph, that if he's coming l'lamid chayva ain't shaymin lai, that's only if he's makdim and he explains to the Bezdin, I would like to say chayva. So Bezdin says, Mishaskin, we don't want to hear the chayva. But what happens if one of the Talmidim pipes up and says a svara, and it turns out that it's lechevasai? Once it's yesh mamish b'dvarav, and the dayanim agree that what he's saying does make sense, they're going to reckon with what he says, even though it may be lechayva. In our sugya, says the Yad Ramah, it doesn't say that the person made hakdama, I would like to say chayva. Nevertheless, it says ein shaymin lai. That's because, says the Yad Ramah, like he explained, that Ein Shaymin Lai means Ein Shaymin Lai B'Tayrus Dayan, where they're Meshubid to reckon with what he says, even if it's Ein Bay Mamish, even if they don't hold of it. But Enoch Hanami, if it's something which the other Dayanim agree to and they hold that it's Yesh Bay Mamish, they're going to take on what he says, just like Echad Min HaTalmidim. Lefi the Yad Ramah, obviously, the Gemara is also going in a situation where now he has a Daya. He originally said Ein Yedaya. Now he decided he does have a daya. Avdem zog the Gemara, once he says any daya, he becomes disqualified for being one of the dayanim in this dentaira, and he cannot afterwards come and say his daya and expect us to be forced to accept it, b'tayras one of the dayanim. Now, divrei harama be'emes are very geshmak in the lashon hagemara, because Rabbi Vahu says eisen bezden shakol, which means to say that the minion of the dayanim is shakol 24, and it excludes the dayan who says any idea. And on that, the Gemara says that the chiddush of Rabbi Vahu is mahu detema, that it's command the isay dami. It's as if he is here and he is one of the dayanim v'shaymen lai. Kamash malon command the lesay dami v'einan shaymen lai. The mashmais of the Gemara al pipashtos is that the havmina is that he would be echad min haminyan, and it would be as if there are 25 dayanim over here. And on that, the Gemara says no, it's command the lesay. There aren't 25 dayanim, it's a bezdan shakol of 24. V'ein shaymen lai. This works very well with Shita Sayyad Ramah, that the nidan of the Gemara is whether or not afterwards when he has a daya, if it could be one of the dayanim. If he has a din dayan, it's command the isay, and it's not a bezin shakol. Kamash malon, he's command the lesay, he's not one of the dayanim, and it is a bezin shakol. But the fi the mahalchim of Rashi and Taisvis, we have to be madchik, that the Gemara's nidan of command the isay, command the lesay, doesn't mean that he would actually be min haminin of dayanim. Would just mean that we would listen to his svaris ke'echa min atamidim. Lefi Rashi, it's his svaris of sveikus, and lefi Taisvis, it's the new svara which he thought of, and the issue is whether or not we'll listen to him b'tayras echad min atamidim. But as far as the minion of the actual bezin is concerned, there is no havamina no maskane whether or not we will include him in the bezin and not. And that's the chayre dochuk in Divrei HaGemara. Be'ez Hashem, be'hemshech, when we talk about the Rambam, there's going to be a yishuv in this nekuda. Now, let's see what's the shitas of Rambam in our sugya. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, says in a case of a Sanhedrin Ktana, a Bezen Shach of Gimel, which are discussing Dinei Nefashos, says the Rambam, Ha'echad Amr Eini Yedeya, Yesifu Shnayim. V'zesha amar eni yedeya, harehu kemisha enoi, share enoi chayzer umalamid chayva. Ad kan l'shayne shal Rambam. So this stems very well with the Shitas HaTaisvis. A dayan who says eni yedeya is not included in the regular dayanim, but he could have a halacha of echa min atamidim, and by echa min atamidim, the halacha is that he's not heard to say chayva, like the Mishnah says on the Mem Amud Aleph, and like the Rambam himself paskins, later in Perek Yud Halacha Ches. However, to say Zchus, it's Yashayim Alay, just like Echem and Atamidim, that Halacha is, we listen to him, Lelamed Zchus. Now that's what the Rambam says in regards to a Bezen Shalchav Gimel that's Daning Dinei Nefashos. The Rambam earlier, in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, talks about a Bezen Shal Shleisha, which is obviously Daning Dinei Mominus. Says the Rambam, if one of them says Eini Edeya, Yaisifu Shnayim. They add two more dayanim. Says the Rambam, Nimtzu Chamisha Naisin V'Naisin B'Davar. It comes out a sum total of five dayanim that are being Naisei V'Naisei in this Inyan. The original three, which includes the one that says Eni Edeya, plus the two that they were Maisif. Zok Deraivid V'Zel Hashaynai, Amar Avram, Ani Raya B'Gemara, Sha'aisei Sha'amar Eni Edeya, Eina Min Aminin. V'Amar Taima, Loi shamin alay. Nimtze la'achar shayisifu einon ela arba'a. So the Ravid is asking, how can the Rambam say that all five are nice and v'naisim v'davar, mashma that we reckon even with the daya of the one who says any daya? The Chayr the Gemara says that once he says any daya, he's commanded lesa, and we don't listen to his taima. And therefore, there's really only four and not five. That's the kasha of the Ravid. Emphert the Radvaz, that this that the Gemara says, that we don't listen to him, that's only b'dinei nefashos. But by dinei mominus, we do listen to him. And the emes is, that Cain mefurish in the Rambam himself, later in Perek Yud Halacha Ches, where he brings down the halacha of Echa min HaTalmidim, Zog the Rambam is Elishaynai, Amar Echa min HaTalmidim b'dinei nefashos, yesh li lamed alav chayva, mishaskin aysay. This halacha that we don't listen to chayva is only by dinei nefashos. And the explanation to that is, because by dinei nefashos, The pasuk says, "V'shavtu ha'eda ve'etzilu ha'eda." Beis Din always tries to be melamed zchus and not to be melamed chayva. So if a talmud gets up and says he would like to be melamed chayva, mishas can I say? We shut him up. Mashenkin, in regards to dinei mominus, there's no such halacha, and we listen to him bein letzad zchus, bein letzad chayva. Actually, by dinei mominus, anything that the talmud is going to say is going to be chayva lezeh v'zchus lezeh. But akapanim, even though there's a tzad chayva in it, there's no halacha of mishas can I say? Memela, when it comes to dinei mominus, the Rambam can say nimtzu chamisha naisam v'naisam bedavar, because the halacha that he's commanded less on, we don't listen to what he has to say, does not apply by dinei mominus, because there the halacha is that echad min atamidim shaymin lay. So it comes out the shita of Rambam is essentially like Taisvis, that a dayan who says any day has the same halacha as echad min atamidim. Therefore shaymin lay l'schus ve'ein shaymin lay l'chayva. Like the Rambam says in regards to Dina Nefashis, that someone who says Eini Edeya, he's Kamisha Einai, that we don't listen to Chayva, but Tzchus we do listen, Kedin Echem Min Atamidim. But just like the Gabi Echem Min Atamidim, that he says that the Halacha that ain't Shaymin the Chayva is only in regards to Dina Nefashis, so too in regards to Edayin who says Eini Edeya, it's only in regards to Dina Nefashis. And the Rambam is being Mais of this Nakuda, then in regards to Dina Mominis, we listen to him regardless what he says. So the emes is, it's Sarach Bira on the Ravid, what's bothering the Ravid in Divrei Rambam. When the Rambam says later in Perek Tes, that in regards to Dinei Nefashis, we just don't listen to Chayva, but we do listen to Schus, the Ravid doesn't disagree. Mashma, that he's maskim, that a dayan who says, Eini Edeya is ke'echad min al-tamidim. And when the Rambam says in Perek Yud, that echad min al-tamidim, that we don't listen to Chayva, is just in regards to Dinei Nefashis, and not in regards to Dinei Mominis, the Ravid also doesn't disagree. Mashma that he also agrees that in regards to Mammon, we can listen to Echad min HaTalmidim, even in regards to Chayva. Im Kain, 1 plus 1 equals 2, the Ravid should also agree that in regards to a dayan that says Eini Edeya, who has an identical din to Echad min HaTalmidim, then in regards to Mammon, we should listen to him. So why does the Ravid find Divrei HaRambam shver? Now the Chayra, the Pshat, is as follows. We said from the Yad Ramah that there's a difference between listening to a dayan b'tayras a dayan, and listening to him b'tayras echad min atalmidim ba'alma. And the difference is in whether or not we have to be makabel as daya, or whether it's only if yesh bei mamish that we're going to listen to him. Now the Lashon HaRambam that says, nimtzu chamisha naisim v'naisim b'davar, the Rambam says, a mispar kailal of 5, sounds like this dayan that says any daya is b'minyan hadayanim. That's the problem that the Ravid has. Zok the Ravid of Zel Shainai, ani raya begemara, sha'aisa sha'amar eni deya, eni min ha'minyan. He's not from the minyan of Dayanim. Whereas the Rambam is mashma, that he is min ha'minyan. And the Ravid fears ois, ve'enon ela arba. So we see his problem is with the Rambam calling it chamisha. Enechanami, the Ravid agrees lahalacha that we're going to listen to him by dinei mominus, b'tayras echad min atalmidim. His problem is that the mashmais of the Rambam is shaymim lay b'tayras adayin, because he's part of the chamisha, the 5 dayanim here. That's the tain of the Ravid and the Rambam, and divrei Rambam are be'emes tzrichim biur. Now the chayritz pashit that this Rambam and Ravid are arguing l'shitasam, that they argue in a different place. The Rambam later in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches discusses a av ubnoi, that one of them was in the Sanhedrin, and the other one was min HaTalmidim. And if they said, Schus or Chayva, Shaymin Dvarav, V'naisin V'naisin Imai, V'nimnin Imai. That means to say, in regards to the Mas of a Matan, we can hear both the dais of the Av and the Ben, even though they're Krayvim, Naisin V'naisin Imai, V'nimnin Imai, and they're counted amongst them. Says the Rambam Vayter, U'bashas Gmar Din, however, once it reaches Gmar Din, then Avada, we cannot include 2 Krayvim in the Beis Din. So the Rambam says that in regards to the Mas of a Matan, Nimnin Ima, even though they're Krayvim, and in regards to the Gmar Din, we cannot have Krayvim Paskin. Frek the Ravid, Amar Avram Chaye Raishi, Eini Raya Leitam Vole Reach Bedvarim Elu. Ki le Mas of a Matan, my minion Ika. On the chelik of Mas of a Matan, the lashon of nimn and imay doesn't apply. Ubishas gmar din azhu aminyan. That's actually the time of the minyan of dayanim, and then avada. The Rambam says that we cannot count in a avu b'nai. So the lashon of the Rambam that says we count them in, but only in regards to masav amatan, doesn't make any sense. That's the taina of the Ravid on the Rambam. Zok the Brisker Rav, and the Shtikl is printed in the Sefer Zikaron Eish Tamid, and Daimit to the Brisker Rav can also be found in the Stipler and Kilas Yaakov Simen Gimel, that it's clear that the Rambam holds that there are two chalakim to the to Eidin Torah. There's the chalak of the Gemar Din, and then there's also the chalak of the Masav Amatan, where they're being mavar the etzem halacha mitzar atzmai. The chalak of the Gemar Din is a psak din halacha lemaisa. In that chalak, there's a psul korva. But the chalak of the birur halacha, anybody could join in to be part of the birur halacha, and we're going to go bus a rave dais, as if we would walk into Beis Medrash and take a vote who holds chayiv and who holds pater. Even kravim could also be a chalak of that rave. And on that, the Rambam says that even avu b'nai, shaymin dvarav, noisim v'noisim imai, v'nimnin imai, they're counted part of the minyan to be soymach basar roiv, legabi the etzem halacha, mitzar atzmai. V'chein mevur also in divrei Rambam in perek yud halacha ches. The Rambam over there who discusses the halacha of echad min al-talmidim, he brings down also the memory of the Mishnah that says, not only could one of the talmidim be melamed zchus, but even the Nidain himself could also bring up a tzad zchus for himself. And Dr. Rambam v'zel ha-shaynoi, afilu omar ha-nidan atzmai, yesh li lalamid al atzmi zchus, shaymin loy, v'oylu l'minyan. Now obviously the Rambam doesn't mean that he's oylu l'minyan legabi the psak din, because there he's a vada and a gei abadavar. But the Rambam means in regards to the mass of a matan and the etzem ha-alocha, there he could even be oylu l'minyan, and his daya will count like anybody else's. The Ravid Kanira disagrees, and he holds that this is not a chelik of the Din Torah, and it's not possible to say the lashon of Oilam and Haminyan in regards to the chelik of the Birur Halacha. Ad kan this machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which we find later on in Halacha Sanhedrin. Lefi zeh, it's mevur heitiv, the machlekes divi Rambam and Ravid in our sugya as well. Our Gemara says that there's a havamina that the Dayan who says any idea is command the Isa and Shamin and Loi, Kamash Balon that he's command the Lesser and Loi Shamin and Loi. Now this Havamina that he's command the Isa means to say, and it wouldn't be a Bezdan Shakal, is Mashma that he'd be Oilam and Aminyan. So the need in an Arasugi is whether he's Oilam and Aminyan and it's Shamin and Loi, or he's Eina Oilam and Aminyan and it's Loi Shamin and Loi. The Ravid Bechreach learns that this issue obviously has to surround the Gemar Din, because it's only in regards to the Gemar Din that the Indian of being Min HaMinyan or not being Min HaMinyan is Nageya. And the Nidin of the Gemara is like the Ramaz Pshat, whether or not he has a Torah's Dayan or not. The Havamina is that even though he says any Idea, if afterwards he decides that he does have a Idea, he has a Din Dayan, and he's command the Isa, and he's Oilam and HaMinyan, and it's not a Bezen Shakol, Kamash Malon, that once he says any idea, he can no longer have a din of a Dayan, and he's command the Lesa, Ve'ein Shaymin Loi, and it's a Bezen Shakol. Now it's true that nevertheless we'll listen to him, B'tayras Echad Min HaTalmidim, which will mean that Legabe Din HaFashas will hear him L'Schus, and Legabe Din HaMominis will hear him Bein L'Schus and Bein L'Chayva. But Akalponim, that's Chutz from Arasugya. And based on that alone, we would not be able to say that he's Oilam and Aminyan and consider it a Bezdin of Chamisha. That's the Tain of the Ravid, that the Rambam cannot say, V'nimtza Chamisha Naisen V'Naisen B'davar. Because in regards to Oilam and Aminyan, on that the Gemara says that someone who says any idea, he's Kaman de Lesa. That's the Tain of the Ravid. But the Rambam L'shitasai holds that there's an Inyan of Oilam and Aminyan, even in regards to the Mas of Amatan of the Halacha. And even someone who's Echad Min HaTalmidim, and he takes part in the Mas of Amatan of the Halacha, he's also called Oilam Min HaMinyan. So he's Mefarish to Gemara, Daimed to how Taisus is Mefarish to Gemara, that the Nidin in our Gemara and Rebavohu is whether or not we will listen to him, but Tairus Echad Min HaTalmidim. And even listening to him, B'tayrus Echa Min HaTalmidim, will warrant us saying Kaman De'isa. And in regards to that, if he's Kaman De'isa, we don't have a Beis Din Shakal. And on that, the Gemara says, no, he's Kaman De'lesa. We don't listen to him, B'tayrus Echa Min HaTalmidim. And we have, in regards to the Masav HaMatan, a Beis Din Shakal. Now, Lemaisa, that's not really 100% true, says Taisus and the Rambam. Because in reality, a Dayan who says any idea is not Gora than any one of the Echa Min HaTalmidim. So, Bachreach, we have to say that our Sugya that says, Leisha Min HaLei, and he's not Oyla Min HaMinyan like Echa Min HaTalmidim, that's only Leinin, someone who wants to be Mlamed Chayva by Dina Nefashis, and not in regards to Limud Schus by Dina Nefashis, or Huadin, any kind of Limud in regards to Dina Mominis. Therefore, in regards to Dina Mominis, it would be correct to say that he is Oyla Min HaMinyan to be part of the minion of those that are discussing the Etzem Halacha and they're being nice of a nice and bedover. Lefi this, it's beautiful, Lashon HaRambam, Zakter Rambam in regards to Dinei Mominis, that if he says, Eni Yedeya Yosifu Shnayim, Nimtzu Chamisha Naisim V'Naisim Bedover. And yeah, there is a minion of Chamisha, because the Rambam L'Shitas, it holds that even in regards to this Chelik of being nice of a Naisim, we can call that Oyla Min HaMinyan. Adkan, the Pirush HaNifla of the Rambam in our Sugya, which explains how even if the Nidin is Legabi being Echa Min HaTalmidim, we could still call it Kaman De'isa or Kaman De'lesa. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amid, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ein Meishivin B'Sanhedrin, Elo Mishi Yodeya L'Tahir Es Asheretz Min HaTorah. And the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rav, Ani Odin V'Taharenu, I am somebody who can be Matayr Asheretz Min HaTorah. And he says, Akal V'chaymer from Nachash, Shememis Umar B'Tumah, and still it's Tahar, for sure Asheretz, which is Ein Emar B'Tumah, Ein Edin She'yeitar. And the Gemara says, V'loihi. That's not a good Kal V'chaymer. Mi didahavi akoitz v'alma. A regular thorn is also mar b'tumah. It also can cause a lot of damage and even deaths. And still, it's totally tahar. From there, we see that the fact that something is mar b'tumah, it can cause tumas meis, that that's not a chaymer or a reason that should actually make any more tumah. And therefore, there is no Kal V'chaymer from Nachash, because the svara of mar b'tumah isn't a reason that Nachash should actually be more Tamei than Sheretz. Ad kan de Riha Gemara. Now, Taisvis, V'kol HaMefarshim, are matmiya on this Gemara. Frek Taisvis Zalashayne, V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam, Dema lanu b'charifas shal hevel, L'tayr Sheretz, Shatayr Tamasai. What's b'chlal pshat in this Memra, that in order to be part of the Sanhedrin, you have to be a Deya L'tayr Es Sheretz. That's a charifas shal hevel. The Tayr L'maisa is metame asheretz. Why is it necessary for a dayan to have that kind of charifas? So Taisus answers, and he's ma'arich, that we're talking about not being metahir asheretz from tumas sheretz, but being metahir asheretz from tumas masa b'kezayis, like every other nevela. Every nevela is tame, even if you just carry it without touching it, as long as it's a kezayis. So there would be a havamina that a sheretz, which is metama b'magya, with the small shear of a kadasha, will al kapanim be metama also b'masa b'shir kezayis, like an avela. And on that, the Gemara says that a dayan has to be able to be metayer as a sheretz, mitumas masik an avela, in order to be on the Sanhedrin. Ad kan the pshat of Taisvis. Now, l'chayre, it's mukrach to say that this possibility to be metayer as a sheretz requires an extra dose of charifas, and that's why the Gemara uses this specifically as a mashal that the dayan has to be able to come up with a svara to be metar as a sheret mitumas masa kinevela. L'chayra, though, according to this, it's tzarech bir, because the Gemara fears us that Rav said ani adon v'taharenu. Rav was trying to be mechaven to how to actually be metar as a sheret, and the Gemara was doichet v'lohi, that that's not a good way to be metar as a sheretz. So it should come out upon him that Rav wasn't enough charif to be able to sit on the Sanhedrin. Could that actually be? It's a dvar pela, the tzarech ian. But in the etzem kasha of Taisus, why do we need this charifus of yedei l'tar as a sheretz? There are a few other terutzim which can be found in the Rishainim and the Achrainim. Listen to the lashon of the Yad Ramah. Zogdi Yad Rama, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Meshivim Sanhedrin Ela Mishi Yedei Alatar Es Asheretz Min HaTorah, Kiloimar, Laharis Mikal V'Chomer, Shehaya Bedin, Sheyehei Tahar, V'loi Lasis Maisa Bedavar, Me'achar Sheh Tem Osai. L'chayra, what the Yad Rama means to say is as follows. Who are Rimeshav V'Sanhedrin? Only someone who, even if he would be so charif, they would actually be able to be Matar Es Asheretz, still, he would not do so because the Torah is metamet. That means to say, we require a person who, despite the fact that he may be so charif that he can even figure out a way to be metar as hasheretz, still he would not do so lemaisa me'achar sha'at Torah tamasai because he's meshabed himself to the dinei ha'Torah. That's the chayra what the Yad Rama means to say over here. So the fizeh, it's not shver from the fact that Rav couldn't figure out a way to be matar as hasheretz, because we don't actually mean to say that we have to be able to have that great of a charifus. We mean to say even somebody who would be so charif would still be meshavet himself to the Torah, which Rav definitely did. That's the pshat in the Yad Rama. The Meiri says another pshat. The Meiri is mairich to be masber that sometimes through a din Torah, it's possible that should be mishtalshal to a takala or a davar mechur. Sometimes dafka going with the halacha turns into a problem for Klal Yisrael. And a dayan has to be able to have the reichev das to be able to be kaveya heras shah, lahaisif ailigraya or ligzar gzeris, and then litain smach ledevrayam minatayra, daimon to the fact that we find that a lot of times the chachamim having a smachta min ha-Torah for their takanas, in order to save Klal Yisrael from a takala or a davar mechur. Now the Meiri is maisif, elo shepar gud zeh ninal b'fnei roiv b'nei adam, ve'en roi lekach elo muflig b'dayroi b'yediya v'charifis u'pilpul meyusher v'das meyusheves. Says the Meiri, lest one think that any regular person can come to this madrega and be able to be maisiv takanis or legraya from divrei ha'taira mipnei ha'takala, chas v'shalom. Par gudze ninal b'fnei roiv b'nei adam. Zok de Meiri, but don't worry, this halacha is only true b'sanhedrin, either a sanhedrin gedayla or a sanhedrin katana. But b'zmanenu, which we're dealing with a bezdin of shalosh, avada, we don't need to find such a person in order to be in our bezdin. Adkan, the pshat of the Meiri. Now, according to this pshat of the Meiri as well, avada, it's not necessary for a dayan to actually be able to be matar as hasheretz. That's just a mashal ba'alma of something which is known to be tameh. Just a dayan has to be able to becharifa sichloi, if need be, veer from the din ha'taira, and find a smach to it also min ha'taira. So the fact that Rav wasn't actually able to be matar as hasheretz is not a problem, as long as he has the ikar koyach of being able to be misaken et takana, the Te'elis Klal Yisrael, and find a smach to it min ha'Torah. Another pshat is in the Maharsha in Chedushei Agadas. Zok the Maharsha in Yanoi, she'ein meshivin b'sanhedrin, elo she'yuchal lilmoid schus l'chayev. The ikar kavana is that we need to find a dayan who's able to dig out a limud schus to save somebody from an einish. V'zeh sharamaz hayodeya b'davar shavadei tamei kegoyin sheretz limtzei lo zchus l'taharoi. And as a remez, the Gemara said that he should be able to take something which is vadei tamei like a sheretz and be metaharet. According to this mahalach, this that Rav afterwards says, ani odin, I could go ahead and actually be metahar sheretz, that's just l'rav chadamilsa. Because that wasn't really the kavana of the memra to actually be matar as a sheretz. But akopanim, lemaskana, that Rav couldn't be matar as a sheretz, that definitely does not detract from the etzem nakuda that a dayan has to be able to be moitzei zchus b'makam where he seems chayiv. Adkan the pshat of the Maharsha and Chedushei Agadas. Now there's a very interesting pshat which can be found in the Maharat Zchias. The Maharatzchias bases his pshat on a Gemara earlier, which says, Omer Rav Kahane, Sanhedri Sharo Kulon L'chayva, Paitun Aysai. If let's say we have a situation where the Sanhedrin, everybody unanimously paskin l'chiyuv, we're going to pater the Nidan. And the Maratz Chiyus is Masbir, because it's impossible to have a situation where we can't possibly dig up any tzadzchus. And he says, b'chol davar yesh tzadim l'zchus, al pi eifanim rechaykim, lehatziloi min einish mavis. Leimar, you can always say, ulai lehoya oz besichlei barur u'b'chasar deya, hein ein al pu'ulosai mishpat mavis, u'kedoime shar hisnatzlis rechaykis. It's always possible to find some tzadzchus. V'chein re'inu kayoim, says the Maratz Chiyus, b'tzarfas u'britanya, shenoisnen l'chol peshea u'meirid v'retzeach sanegar litain avurai u'lishtadl batzolosai. Today, in all the democratic countries, we find that each peshea u'meirid v'retzeach can have a lawyer that's tayin schus for him in aifanim rechaikim ma'oid, af im osa ha'ra'a yeser g'dayla. Therefore, kivan de bezdan ze ro'u miyad l'chayva v'lein noyde lehem shum schus al tzad ha'yeser rochayk, if the Bezdan was not able to find any tzadzchus, muchach de Bezdan ze ein bekiyim ve ein dinam din, oy dehechlitu hamishpat b'mehiras b'li iyun u'b'li bikur u'b'china heitev. Zogt Maratz Chiyus, if a Bezdan does not find a tzadzchus, be'achreach, they're not really being ma'ayin properly, because there's no such thing as a nidan, which is 100% vade chayiv without a tzadzchus b'chlal. That's the Gemara earlier, al pi the Hesber of the Maratz Chiyus. Zog the Maratz Chiyus, emkein lefizeh, what happens if we have a situation where lemaisa, after Bezdan is baichen heitev, it's clear that this person is chayev. So now Bezdan is in a fix, because be'atzem, he should be chayev. The only reason why the halacha is that they all say chayev, that he's pater, is because we assume that the Bezdan wasn't ma'ayin heitev. But what happens if Bezdan is clear to them that he's chayiv, and they were ma'ayin heitiv? So now they have a problem. If they're all going to paskin l'chiyuv, it's going to turn out that he's actually going to be pater, and that's going to be marber reitzchem b'Yisrael, because reitzchem will know that all they have to do is be reitzeach b'oifen, that it's bar b'tachla sabir, that they're chayiv, and then the lamais will be pater, because all the dayanim are going to paskin l'chiyuv. This is the problem which Bezdan may have. Zok the Maratz Chiyus, avzdem zok the Gemara, ein meishivin le Sanhedrin, ela mishe yedeya letaher es asheretz. That means to say, sometimes we need an akuda of sheker for one of the dayanim to be melamed schus, although he knows it's not true, so that the tachlis should be that the psaka emes shall come out. One dayan will go ahead and make a pilpul shall hevel and pater this person, in order that the psaka locha should be that he's actually chayiv. And that's the kavana of the memra of Rabbi Huda Amarav. This is a marid kechidush lahalacha, that even though the dayan knows that it's hevel and that it's wrong, in order to bring to the tachlis of a psak din emes, he can say a deya which is mitzad atzmai, not emes. Is that the halacha lemaisa? So the emes is that this is not muskam lakol. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Beis, coming to be Masber, the pasuk that says, Leisane al Riv Lintois Acharei Rabim Lahatois, Zok the Aruch Chaim in one of his Pirushim, that it was talking about exactly that case. Im Yira Be'ene Chacham Shehu Chayiv, Kechol HaDayanim Shamu Chayiv, if we have a Chacham who sees that the Emes is, like all the other Dayanim Paskin as well, that he's Chayiv, V'raya, but he sees She'em Yomer Chayiv, Hinehu Yaitze Zakai, if he himself is going to say Chayiv as well, he's going to end up going Zakai. Hepech dvarav shayim rechayiv. Leze yischakim leimer, so you'll have a dayan that's going to be mischakim and say zakai, kedei sheyushpa mishpat achrei rabim, shayim rechayiv, v'yetze chayiv kefi svarosai. A dayan may be tempted to do that. Zog to rechayim, that's exactly what the Torah is warning us not to do in the pasuk of leisana al riv, lintais achrei rabim lahatais. And Ella, what you should do is, emor daitcha, hagam sheyetze zakai, Hepech daitcha, Hashem zikahu. Every dayan has an achrayas to say his das, and if he holds his chayiv, to say chayiv. Even though what's going to come out of that is that he's going to be potter, that's not your business. Hashem was mezakehim. And the tam to that is, ki Hashem yeshev b'mesibas adayanim, v'hu yishbait b'fihim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it as such, that all the Dayanim should unanimously say Chayiv, and therefore he should be Yaitzei Pater, we have to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Yaishev B'Mesivas HaDayanim, and who's Nitzav Vadas Kel, he arranged it as such, because Lemana Emes, Klape Shmaya, this person was really supposed to come out Zakai. That's the Shita of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. HaYaitzei, that we have a Machleikis LaHalacha, between the Maharatz Chiyas and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and the Maharatz Chiyas actually, B'Soyv Dvarav, is Mitzayan, that like him, he found in the Yaris Dvash of Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, that he also says like the Maharatz Chiyas, whether or not in a situation where a Dayan knows that the Halacha should be Chayiv, but if he says Chayiv, the Psak Halacha is going to be Pater, whether he should say Pater, because his Achrayas is Klape, the bottom line Psak Din, and he should say something so that the Halacha should be Chayiv, like he knows to be Emes, or that's the Shita of the Maharatz Chiyas and the Yaris Dvash, or whether his achrayas is to say his daya, this that he knows is chayiv, he should say chayiv, and his achrayas is not towards the bottom line psak halacha, and if lahalacha becomes pater, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it as such. Lefi, the Maharatz Chiyas, he explains that that's goof of pshat in the Gemara, of dayin sheyedeya letahir es hasheretz. Obviously, according to that pshat, it's just a mashal ba'alma, and it's not a kasha b'chlal on the fact that Rav said that he could have been Mataris HaSheretz, but Lemaisa he was unable to. Lefi the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara, and he has to go with one of the other Pirushim. Ad kan this shtickle, and ad kan the shir, on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.